This is an article written for the Presbyterian Council for Chaplains and Military Personnel in Washington, D.C. The Amazing Ministry of an Air Force Chaplain. Never underestimate the power of God. Richard Hayward was commissioned an Air Force chaplain and began active duty on July 1, 1953. During his World War II, Hayward was an Army infantry rifleman for 3 years with 220 days on and ahead of the front lines in three campaigns, New Guinea, Leyte, Luzon, and in the Army of Occupation in Japan. In Yamaguchi, Japan, as an innocent bystander, he got into some trouble and he found that the only person in the company that could help him was a chaplain, and he helped him. It was then that he decided to become a chaplain in order to help others in the military. Following his discharge from the Army, he returned to college and graduated from the University of Southern California and San Francisco Theological Seminary, and he was ordained a Presbyterian minister and was commissioned an Air Force chaplain. God's leading caused amazing things to happen on every base. On Langley Air Force Base, Virginia, one night, he was duty chaplain, called to the hospital. A dependent's mother wasn't expected to live through the night, and the immediate family was present in the hospital. He went to the hospital, read comforting scripture, and prayed with the family. The mother was in a coma under an oxygen tent. Since she was in the room, Chaplain Hayward took her hand and prayed aloud for her healing. Then he gave the family his card and left. 1 week later, he visited the patients in the hospital. He came to the mother's room and wondered who had replaced the mother. He walked in the room and said, "I'm Chaplain Hayward." The lady said, "You're the chaplain who prayed for me. I was in a coma, but I heard your prayer, and I'm going to get well." She had completely recovered and attended his chapel for the next year. He was amazed, and from that time on, he always prayed for healing, even with the terminally ill, with some amazing results. Never underestimate the power of God to heal. His first overseas base was Langerkopf, Germany, an isolated radar squadron of 300 men in the mountains, 20 miles from Kaiserslautern. He found that the men went to the city Saturday nights, arriving back on the base in the early hours of Sunday morning. Then they slept through breakfast and went to noon chow. No wonder he only had about 8 or 10 men in Sunday services. He changed the service time to 1:15 in the afternoon and increased the attendance to 500%. Since the men had limited things they could do for recreation, they were isolated from any town. Chaplain Hayward got a bus, took the men attending chapel services to Kaiserslautern Friday nights to go bowling. He found that the huge bowling alley had many unused lanes on Friday nights. He suggested to the commander that the men could form a bowling league and have each section form a team. Then they could take over the bowling alley in Kaiserslautern's Friday nights for a base-wide recreational evening. The men not on the teams could be the cheering section for their team. The commander enthusiastically approved it. The results were amazing. Following Friday night's results, the winning sections bragged about their win, and the losing teams began taunting their next weak opponents. Morale on the base soared. Everyone on the base was excited about the teams and their records. The commander praised Chaplain Hayward's efforts to the command chaplain. Never underestimate the power of God to help organizations. Chaplain Hayward was suddenly reassigned to a new Fighter Day squadron transferred from England to Schusterberg, Holland. One of his duties at Schusterberg was to hold a Sunday service on the last Sunday of each month for the embassy, military assistance group, and other Americans in The Hague, 45 miles away, which meant that he could not hold services on his own base on that Sunday. An officer of the MAG group was a volunteer Sunday school superintendent for about 75 children every Sunday in The Hague. About 80 people attended his once-a-month Sunday service. At a Sunday school teacher training meeting, a lady suggested that perhaps they could found an American civilian church in The Hague with a civilian pastor. Chaplain Hayward thought this was a good idea, and at the next monthly service, he asked that anyone interested in founding the American Protestant Church in The Hague to come down to the front of the hospital chaplain after the service. After the service, he greeted the people at the doors. They left, and they all seemed to be leaving. There were only 10 people in the front row. One of the men was an Air Force colonel, and there were officials of oil companies and the embassy people. The colonel said, "Well, chaplain, you can see there isn't enough interest to form a church. Let's forget it." Chaplain Hayward was a lieutenant at the time. Chaplain Hayward saw the caliber of the people on the front row. Then he remembered the seminary student pastorate he served for 2.5 years with 24 members and an average Sunday attendance of 13. He remembered what these ordinary people could do, and he saw the caliber of the people on the front row. He said, "I think we should pray about this for a month and see what God says." He had someone find out how many Americans lived in The Hague, and he sent a letter to the National Council of Churches Overseas Churches Department asking how to form an overseas church. Now see how God works. His letter arrived on the desk of the director of the 92 overseas churches at the same time as a letter from a Dr. Bremaker, a Presbyterian pastor of 25 years' experience. Dr. Bremaker's letter stated that he and his wife would like to help a church in Europe for a few years. He would pay his and his wife's passage to and from Europe, and their only request was that the church provide them with an apartment and a stipend for food and utilities. The overseas director was planning a round-the-world trip to visit American churches, and his first stop would be The Hague. He met with the organizing committee and told them what to do. 1 year later, Chaplain Hayward installed Dr. Bremaker as the first pastor of the American Protestant Church of The Hague. In a few years, the church grew to 500 members. Chaplain Hayward was guest pastor at their 15th and their 40th anniversaries. Think about this. If Chaplain Hayward had not had the experience of his student pastorate, he probably would have agreed with the colonel and the American Protestant Church in The Hague would not have been founded. Never underestimate the power of God to create. Chaplain Hayward's next assignment was Manzano Air Base, a top secret base 10 miles in the desert from Sandia Base in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Only the men and families assigned to the base were allowed on the base, and the families lived 10 miles away on Sandia Base. In order to attend the Sunday services, the family had to drive past a huge chapel with 4 chaplains and travel 10 miles into the desert to the base. Chaplain Hayward's problem: how could he reach anyone not assigned to the base for God? He asked his small congregation to pray for some way to reach people for God. Their answer came: a taped radio program. They didn't have the money for the project, but there were 2 large bases in Albuquerque, Sandia Army Base and Kirkland Air Force Base. They could supply the funds, and then the 3 bases could be featured every 3 months. Chaplain Hayward went to a 3-day radio workshop in Tulsa, Oklahoma to find out how to do it. He got funds from the chief of chaplains for an organist and a choir director. The choir director had 3 buddies, and he formed a barbershop quartet for music. Chaplain Hayward went to the 3rd largest radio station in Albuquerque and explained to the manager his plan for a 30-minute weekly taped Sunday service of music and a message to find out the cost before he approached the 2 large base chaplains. He explained how he went to a radio workshop to find out how to do it. After he finished his presentation, the manager said, "If you promise that you will not tell anyone about this, I will give you 30 minutes every Sunday from 10 to 10:30 in the morning for $10 a Sunday." Chaplain Hayward couldn't believe it. He agreed. He didn't say anything to the two base chaplains. And for 2 years, he had a weekly radio Sunday service broadcast. He received letters of appreciation from ranchers and town people and college students from all over New Mexico. Never underestimate the power of God to do the impossible. Lackland Air Force Base, Texas, the Air Force's only basic training base, was a new experience for Chaplain Hayward. Every day, he counseled 10 to 15 young men trying to cope with being away from home for the first time in military life. He found that many of them didn't have a clue about planning for their future lives. Every month, every chaplain in the Air Force was commanded to give a character guidance lecture to every assigned person on every base in the Air Force. The subject was provided by the Chief of Chaplains. Chaplain Hayward developed a talk on the three greatest decisions in life. Every person has to make these decisions, or life makes them for the person. The first decision is the choice of an occupation that the person would enjoy throughout their life. If they do not make this decision, then life would make it for them when they had the responsibilities of a wife and a family, or even supporting themselves. The second decision is the choice of a mate that wants the same type of life the person chooses. The third choice is the values to live by. Choosing a church or a synagogue and attending services every week for ideas that could help them with the living of their lives. Every month before giving his character guidance lecture, he asked if they had ever seen him before. If they hadn't seen him, he would give them his talk on the three greatest decisions in life. 5 years after he left Lackland Air Force Base in Japan, while on leave in civilian clothes, a young sergeant heard him place an order in a cafeteria. He said, "Are you a chaplain?" And Chaplain Hayward said, "Yes." "Were you stationed at Lackland about five years ago? And "Yes." "Were you chaplain that gave the talk on the three greatest decisions in life?" "Yes." "Well, I followed your advice, and I have a wonderful life, and I just wanted to thank you." Never underestimate the power of God to change lives. On Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, he was assigned as a chaplain for a Sunday night youth group of about 10 to 12 high school students. Chaplain Hayward found that the officers' retreat center up island had vacancies between Christmas and New Year's. He secured permission and planned a 3-day retreat for high school students during that time. Requirements to attend the retreat included attending the Sunday night youth group for 9 weeks. He put the word out, and about 100 junior and senior high students began attending the Sunday night youth group. He took over the youth center and got some volunteer leadership to help him. During the retreat, the students went to classes in the morning with recreational time in the afternoon and an evening fellowship time. He held 3 retreats a year for 3 years. One time, while riding back on a bus with the students, he asked one student, "I don't know if I'm getting through to you guys or not." The student said, "When you get us away from our parents for 3 days, you're getting through to us." He also held 3-day retreats for men and women. During his 3-year tour on Okinawa, in order to reach people for God, Chaplain Hayward hosted a weekly 30-minute taped radio program of music and thoughts on Saturdays. This program was designed to encourage the thousands of people assigned to Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine bases to attend the Sunday services of their choice. The program was broadcast over the Armed Forces radio station, the only English language station on the island. Then one hot, humid summer day, without air conditioning, Stacy Roberts, a Presbyterian Navy chaplain assigned to the Marines, was visiting Chaplain Hayward. They were really hot. They began thinking of some way to get off Okinawa to some place cool for a few days. They decided to sponsor a Presbyterian chaplains conference for all chaplains, Presbyterian chaplains in the Far East and the mountains of Japan. Chaplain Roberts wrote to the Committee on Chaplains to secure official permission for a three-day TEY conference for Presbyterian chaplains for all the armed forces. Chaplain Hayward got permission to use the Armed Forces R&R Hotel in the mountains of Japan. Surprise! The Committee on Chaplains approved, and they decided to send a speaker from Washington, D.C. The two chaplains secured a missionary from Korea as their second speaker. It was so successful, the Committee on Chaplains began sponsoring chaplain conferences worldwide that continue to today. Never underestimate the power of God to use anything. Surprise! His next assignment was Selfridge Air Force Base, Michigan, and this was located near Mount Clements, his hometown where he graduated from high school. The school board honored him by asking him to preach the baccalaureate for graduating seniors 25 years after he graduated in the same auditorium in the same building. Naturally, his message was the three greatest decisions in life. It was a lifetime memorable experience. His high school group on the base was exploring all the possibilities of a college education. When they began thinking about the advantages and disadvantages being between attending a large university and a small college, he arranged for a three-day visit to a campus of a small college. The students were hosted by college students and given insights into the lives of the students. Being able to take a group of young people from many different Protestant denominations to any college without a denominational bias is one advantage of the chaplaincy. A chaplain has many different experiences in his or her relationship with the commander of the base. The nickname of the base chaplain of Selfridge was Country Cal. One of his pet projects was to beautify the base by planting trees and flowers. One Memorial Sunday, after attending church Sunday services, he greeted Chaplain Hayward with, "Don't you think it would be nice to have some flowers planted around the chapel and the education building next Sunday?" Naturally, the answer was yes. Tuesday morning, Chaplain Hayward and his assistants visited every nursery in Mount Clements, and the next Sunday, both the chapel and the education building were beautified with instant petunias. Never underestimate the power of God or the commanders. As base chaplain of Mountain Home Air Force Base, Idaho, in 1962, the four chaplains assigned to the base held one of the first ecumenical services in the Air Force that included Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish clergy and their choirs, followed with an outdoor potluck luncheon for about 500 people. It was a huge success. The Chief of Air Force Chaplains sponsored the three-day TDY Protestant Spiritual Life Conferences worldwide each year. Each base chaplain promoted the conference on his base. Chaplain Hayward thought that if a promotional 16-millimeter film of a conference was shown on the base, it would increase the attendance. He got permission to have a photographer from the photo lab accompany him to the conference and take black and white 16-millimeter film of the conference. Later, the photographer spliced it together to promote the conference. It increased the interest of the base personnel in the conference. The next year, he arranged to have a photographer take colored film. He made arrangements to have the film edited with sound at the Air Force Hollywood Movie Lab. He took the film to Hollywood on a one-week TDY and helped the Oscar-winning editor of Sergeant York put the film together with sound. The film was sent to the Chief of Chaplains, who ordered the copies of it and sent it the bases worldwide. The Chief of Chaplains continued to have promotional films made professionally in the following years. Never underestimate the power of God to reach people. During the Vietnam War, Chaplain Hayward was assigned to Nakhon Phanom Air Force Base in northeastern Thailand, 150 miles north of the DMZ and on line with Hanoi. The mission of the base was to knock out the supply trucks going south on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Navy A-1E World War II planes, slow movers, were used since jets moved too fast to hit trucks. Chaplain Hayward found that the men on the flight line were loading ammunition and servicing the planes in 100-degree heat. He secured permission to get a bus from the motor pool. He got vats of ice-cold Kool-Aid and cookies from the mess halls and put a chaplain on board for a devotional thought for the day every day. The men on the flight line were granted permission for a 15-minute break for cold drink, refreshments, and words of encouragement from a chaplain every day. Chaplain Hayward developed a 30-minute taped radio program every Saturday on the base radio station to encourage men to attend service of their choice on Sundays. Attendance at the Protestant services and the Catholic masses soared. He prayed for 265 men by name daily. Never underestimate the power of God to reach the unbeliever. As senior Protestant chaplain at Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, Chaplain Hayward, with six other Protestant chaplains, was responsible for services and activities of four chapels on the base. He retired from the Air Force on September 1, 1970. On every base, he taught Bible classes, adult Bible classes, provided Sunday schools, preached on Sundays, and counseled men and women with problems. On four bases, he produced weekly radio programs to encourage attendance at services and masses of the person's choice. Chaplain Hayward stated that what he liked most about the chaplaincy career was the freedom, encouragement, and resources that could help people to experience the presence of God in their lives, and the fact that chaplains can reach and help people that have little or no religious backgrounds. During his 17 years as a chaplain, he baptized and connected to local churches 355 adults and baptized numerous children. Nowhere in the world is there a better opportunity for helping people with their problems in life than as a chaplain.